Today from the Ohio Newsroom, new opportunities in Ohio's prisons. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Since 1972, the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction has offered free basic education. WISO's Catherine Mobley reports now ODRC is experimenting with new programs to prepare some of its residents for jobs in the tech industry.
Class of 2023, turn your tassels.
Last November, at the Dayton Correctional Institution, Sinclair Community College President Stephen Johnson recognized more than 100 women draped in black gowns and caps. Tanya Anderson was one of them. She earned a customer service certificate through Sinclair's prison education program. A day after graduation, the state released Anderson from DCI. She now works in retail in Clermont County. Anderson wants the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction, or ODRC, to update its programs by offering more high-tech training at all 28 prisons. Anderson spoke to me from her home.
We don't have the proper things to get us prepared for that. We don't have the proper equipment or database or anything.
Every year until 2028, it's estimated Ohio's economy will have more than 685,000 job openings. This, according to the Department of Job and Family Services. Many will require advanced technical skills, such as software and web development, database and cybersecurity. Average estimated annual salary, almost $85,000. Anderson says most of her fellow graduates earned general, soft skill certificates, like customer service, nothing preparing them for the thousands of high-paying tech jobs coming to Ohio from companies like Joby, Intel, Google, DSV, and Path Robotics.
I did not have access to that through Sinclair, because there's nothing high-tech that's coming through the prison system.
However, Jennifer Sanders says that's changing.
We are talking to our college partners and bringing in a degree opportunity in IT.
Sanders is school superintendent of the Ohio Central School System, overseeing all prison education programs.
We are providing training in the 5G broadband sector for men and women. That program is offered by Ashland University at our Richland and Belmont facilities, male populations, and Northeast Reintegration Center, and is female.
Sanders says this is a certificate program qualifying ex-offenders to enter the 5G broadband industry. Additionally, inmates are trained to work on cell towers, and the Warren County Career Center is teaching advanced manufacturing at the Warren Correctional Institution. ODRC has teamed up with the Office of Workforce Transformation in Jobs and Family Services and with its education partners to develop more high-tech training programs for all inmates.
Ohio releases somewhere around 18,000 people a year. And we believe that that workforce is going to be extremely important in providing for the employment needs of our community, especially in this sector of the job market.
But not everyone can get into these advanced classes. There are limited open spots in each course, and inmates who are closer to being released are chosen first. Also, inmates have to pay for some of these high-tech courses. The ODRC says if they don't personally have the money, they can now apply for a Pell Grant. Last July, Congress reinstated access to these federal funds for inmates. Anderson is grateful for the training she did get while incarcerated at DCI. Her advice to all inmates.
Get into something, a college program or something that's going to challenge you if you want to become a better version of yourself. Do something outside your comfort zone.
And she's optimistic. ODRC's new tech courses will help them do that. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Catherine Mobley.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.